Remember Gobind with your every breath, so that the worries of your mind may go away. This is Guru Arjan's Bhajan Sasa Sasa Simaro Gobinda on page 163. Listen to the teachings of the perfect Guru and see the Parbrahm as near. Give up the bad desires and waves of the mind. O mind, long for the dust of the saints. Giving up egoism, make the request for liberation and cross the ocean of fire with the sadhu's company. Collect the wealth of God and fill yourself. Nanak bows down to the perfect guru. Remember Gobind with your every breath so that the worries of your mind may go away. Sasa Sasa Simaro Gobinda, page 163.
Sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 guru guru ka suna upadesha guru guru ka suna upadesha para brahmani katakara pega para brahmani katakara pega sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 asa ni tyaga tranga asa ni ta tyaga tranga santa jana ki duramana manga santa jana ki duramana manga sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 apachoda benati karo apachoda benati karo sada sanga gana sagarataro sada sanga gana sagarataro sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 haratana ke baraleho bandara haratana ke baraleho bandara nanaka guru pura namaskara nanaka guru pura namaskara sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 simaro gobinda mani antare ki utare chinta sa 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 sa.
Collect the wealth of God and fill yourself. Nanak bows down to the perfect Guru. Remember Gobind with your every breath, so that the worries of your mind may go away. Before we begin, a couple of announcements. There will be a Seva morning this coming weekend, October 1st. We'll start around 8:30, 9 a.m., and it'll run until 12. We have needs for Seva in several areas: gardening, brush cutting, bittersweet removal, culvert clean out, plus prep work and staining at Master's House if the weather is good. Please let us know by email or phone message by Thursday this week if you can come. And we apologize for the late notice. This is the first announcement about this. And two weekends from now, on the 8th of October, we will hold a retreat remembering the founding of Sant Bani Ashram. This happened in 1963 during Master Kripal Singh's first visit here. Please register online for the retreat if you will attend in person or you want to stay at the ashram overnight. And finally, we are continuing with the staining of Master's House. This is a big project. We started this last year and didn't quite finish it. There's still some things to do to wrap it up. So anytime that you could help with this work, depending on your schedule and the weather, please contact the ashram or Robert. And our first reading is a darshan session Sanchi gave in at 16 PS in October of 1982. This is from the December 1982 Sant Bani magazine. It was called The Defeat of the Mind. So a disciple says, something the master said yesterday I couldn't understand, that someone might try to deceive or play tricks on the master. So I asked Papu how this could be possible, and he told me that it means people crying or showing love in front of the master and then doing other things when they go away from him. And this hit me very hard, because it's exactly what I do. When I'm away from the master, I have gone off the path. I've used intoxicants. I was dishonest, even with money. And worst of all, I committed adultery. Not once, but many times. I would like to beg Master to please forgive me and not to allow my bad deeds to condemn me to hell, or worse than that, to a life of failure. And Sanchi replies, my most dear one, this is the benefit of hearing the satsangs of the living master. The masters, using parables and stories, tell us that we have all these weaknesses and we should remove them. So after hearing the satsang, we should remove our weaknesses, and lovingly and faithfully we should do the devotion of the master. Once an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh committed a mistake. So in order to confess his mistake, he blackened his face and put a garland of broken shoes around his neck, and he came to the satsang. When the satsang was about to finish, he stood up and requested Baba Sawan Singh to forgive him because he had committed that mistake. Baba Sawan Singh Ji said, okay, listen to me. And then he told this story to all the Sangat. Once there was an old woman, and she had a goat and a monkey. Both the animals were her pets. And once the old woman prepared many delicious foods, and before she was going to eat the foods, she thought of going to the market to buy some yogurt. And while she was away from the house, what did that monkey do? He went into the kitchen and ate all the food that the lady had made. He even drank the milk. Then he put some of the milk and some of the food on the mouth of that goat, and he removed the rope from the neck of the goat. After some time, when the old woman came back, she did not find any food in the kitchen. And when she saw that the mouth of the goat was smeared with food and milk, she thought that the goat had finished all the food and had drunk the milk. The monkey, who was very clever, was sitting with his eyes closed, pretending he was doing meditation. So, as a result of this, the old woman became upset with the goat and started beating her. She did not say anything to the monkey because the monkey had successfully played his trick, and she had no doubts about him. A man saw all this drama and he thought, "Look at the condition of that poor goat. She did not do anything. It was not her fault. And she did not eat any food. But still, she's getting a beating. Whereas the one who is the cause of all this play, the monkey whose fault it is, and who even enjoyed the food, is now pretending to do the devotion of the Lord. And he is not getting any beating." So the meaning of this is that our mind does all these tricks, our mind makes all the mistakes, and our body and our soul have to suffer for it. Master Sawan Singh told that person that he was now forgiven, and he should not repeat that mistake again. Always, whenever we make mistakes, it is because we obey our mind. It's very good, I appreciate, that you stood up in the Sangat and confessed your mistake. In this way, you have defeated your mind. Because if you had not confessed in front of the Sangat, your mind would have thought that you had surrendered to him, and that even though he made so many mistakes, you were not doing anything to embarrass him. Now, when you have confessed this in front of the Master and the Sangha, it's a defeat for your mind, and I hope your mind will not bother you again with that, and you will not repeat those mistakes. Because now he will be afraid that if in the future he will do these bad things again, again you are going to confess in front of the Sangha. So it is very good. I appreciate it. And along with this, I would like to advise you that the mind is a very swift horse, as Kabir has said. You should always tie it with the rein of Simran. You should always let your mind do Simran so that he may not waver from the path, and he may not inspire you to do bad things. Always remember that our mind becomes stronger if we always hide the mistake which our mind does. If we do not tell others, if we do not confess in front of other people the mistakes we have done, obeying our mind, then our mind will become stronger, because he will know that there is no harm in misleading this person, because he is not going to talk to anyone about this bad deed. As a result of that, he will not be humiliated. And the more we tell people about the mistakes we make with our minds, the better it is for us. Because if we try to hide the bad mistakes of our mind, he will grow stronger and stronger, and he will think that we have become his slave. Always remember that all the satsangis, whenever they commit any mistake, should never forget that someone is looking at them. They should never think that Master gives the initiation, They should never think that Master is not looking at them. Because when the Master gives the initiation, he takes his seat inside the disciple in the form of Shabda. And whatever action or thought the disciple is having, Master is fully aware of that. Masters always leave the ropes loose because they always wait for the disciple to come back to the path. They think that the disciple will come to the path today or tomorrow, sooner or later, and that is why they do not pull the rope very soon. But you should not think that they are not aware of our thoughts and actions. The Master is aware of every single thought and action that we do. Kabir Sahib says, "If anyone commits a sin and hides it, all the sins will come out when the Lord of Judgment will ask about them." Always remember that we can never defy the law of nature. The law of nature is unchangeable, and it always works. We can never defy it. You know that whenever we are doing any good thing, such as giving a donation, that we will have our name written down in the temples or churches where we have given the donation. Or sometimes we will even have our name published in the newspaper because we want to tell people that we have done that good thing. But when we commit a sin, when we do something bad, not even the son sits down with his father to consider whether he should do that or not. But we definitely get to suffer the reactions of our bad deeds, just as we get to enjoy the fruits of our good deeds. You know what the sufferings are that we get as a result of the reactions of our bad deeds. We may be born in a poor family. We may not have good health. We may be always suffering from sickness or disease. We may not have a good name. We may not have a sound body or mind, etc. And what are the fruits or the rewards which we get as a reaction of our good deeds? We may be born in a good family, a rich family. We may have a good body and a good mind. We may have a high position with power, etc. As we enjoy the fruit of our good deeds, we are liable to suffer the reactions of our bad deeds also. All these sufferings and enjoyments are on the physical level only. But in the inner worlds, the negative power has created so many vast hells where impure souls are given punishment. Those punishments cannot be described in words. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, "The sinners earn the bad karmas, and still they cry. Nanak says that they will be churned by the Lord of Judgment, just as we churn the yogurt." I will tell you a story, an incident I saw with my own eyes. This happened about 35 years ago on the Grand Trunk Road. That's the longest highway in India. Near Amritsar, a truck hit a couple of camel carts, and three camels died on the spot. One camel did not die there, but his legs were broken. People came there, and they did not bother about the camels. They took care of the people who were on the cart. They took only the people, and they did not pay any attention to the dead camels, or even to the one who was not yet dead. Just imagine, where could that camel go to file a lawsuit for justice? Did he have any mother who could come there to take care of him? He did not have anyone to help him. Not even his owners were worried about him, because they were worried only about themselves. Nobody came there with food for him. Nobody came there to help him. Nobody came there to give him any shelter. And after some time, we saw that the crows, who were hovering in the sky, came to eat the dead bodies of the camels. When they saw this camel, who was still alive at that time, they came and they tried to take out his eyes. Now, this camel did not have any legs with which he could keep the crows away. He had only his neck. He was waving his neck back and forth to keep the crows away. But he was very hungry and in pain, and he had no strength. So he could not do that for a very long time. Eventually, the crows took the eyes of that camel, even though he was still alive. So I mean to say that this was the condition of that camel. All those who passed by the spot of the accident said, "See, this is the suffering that one gets because of his past bad karmas. He is alive, he has life in him, but still he cannot ask for help, nor can he be helped, and he cannot even remove the crows which are eating his body." It is possible that before getting the body of the camel, he had the human birth. It is possible that he had been much better off than us. But since he did not do the devotion of Nam, and instead did bad karmas, in order to suffer the reactions of that, he got the body of the camel, in which he was not at all happy, and in which his death was very painful. Before that accident, his owners cared for him, because he was very useful to them. But after the accident, since he did not remain useful, they did not pay any attention to him, and he was eaten up while still alive. So when we get the human birth, if we do not utilize it, if we do not do the devotion of the Lord, if we do not take advantage of it, and if we do all sorts of bad karmas, we will definitely get the punishment for it. You may have read in the Sikh history about one of the most devoted disciples of Guru Gobind Singh. Before he came to the master, he was living in the area of Kashmir, and he was a hunter by profession. But once, while he was hunting, he killed a pregnant deer. When he saw the baby in the womb suffering, at once his mind took a turn, and he felt very sorry for the deer. And he thought, "Where can they go to complain? Where can they get help?" So he repented and came to Guru Gobind Singh and became his disciple. And later on, he did so much meditation that he became one of the most devoted disciples of Guru Gobind Singh. And another disciple says, "My husband does Ashtang Yoga practices, and he has experiences of inner light and sound. Can Kal come and imitate the inner light and sound to delude the soul?" And Sanchi says, "In the beginning, I was also misguided by the same light. I used to see light, and since I had read in all the books about the light and sound. I always thought that it was the same light which I was reading about in the books. But when I went to Baba Bishandas and told him about seeing light, he told me, "Dear son, you are in an illusion. This is an illusion created by the negative power, and the light which you are seeing is of the lower chakras. It is not true. It is not the true light which becomes the means of our liberation." But when Supreme Father Kripal showered his grace on me, he told me about that, and he gave me the complete knowledge about the light which we get at the time of initiation. At that time, Master connects us with the light of Satpurush, the light which is in the higher planes. And following this light, we reach the door of liberation. All the paths of yoga, whether it is Ashtang yoga or any other, end where the ABC of Santmat starts. We will leave off at that point. In our second reading, we'll begin a satsang that Master Kripal gave at Bases Hall in Hollywood, California, in December of 1963. And the footnote says that this talk was directed especially to those whom he had just initiated a few hours earlier. So Master says, "I have been addressing you as friends, but now I see that we have realized that we are all brothers and sisters in God. We are all children of light. Most of us here have been able to have a glimpse of the light of God, which is controlling all the universe. Truth is one. Whoever realized the truth or became the mouthpiece of the truth always gave out the same thing. In the man body that we have, which is considered to be the highest in all creation, the highest aim is to know the truth. You can have the experience of truth when you rise above body consciousness and come in contact with it. That truth is clothed in light. And there is music of all harmonies emanating from the truth. Those are fortunate who have had the good fortune to have a contact with it. That seed has been sown, and it will bear forth fruit. The only thing that remains is that we live up to that truth." Our master, Baba Sawan Singh Ji, used to say, "If you take some laxative pills, whether you take them by error or knowingly, they will give you motions." Similarly, whatever experience of truth has been given to you, if you live by it, knowingly or unknowingly, or by compulsion even, then you will have the effect. The only thing is that we should take it up and live up to it. And from day to day, we will progress, and one day we will find the true home of our Father. God into expression has two aspects, light and sound, music of the spheres and light. To come up to them, we require love. Also, truth is above all, but true living is still above truth. Our true living will safeguard us from losing the truth that we have got. And what is true living? The masters have been giving this out in their own way from time to time. The first thing is that we should observe truthfulness. What we mean, we should say, and whatever we say, we should mean. Our hearts and tongues and brains should all agree with what we give vent to. This is what is called truth or truthfulness. You will simply find that we have no control over the words of our mouth that go to express what lies in the heart of our hearts. The two things should agree: what is in your heart and what you are giving out with your tongue. If these two agree, then there's one thing to test the usefulness of the truth that you are telling. That is, if your truth goes to harm anyone. Say only that much that is required so as not to hurt anybody else. Don't do the work of the unpaid apprentices of the CID of God. And there's a footnote. CID in India is the equivalent of the American FBI. So don't carry tales. If somebody tells you something, mind your own business. What are you after, really? You are really after knowing God and adopting certain ways which go to help you on the way. If you see something wrong somewhere, you just point it out to the person privately, heart to heart. Don't broadcast it like anything. A true friend is one who sees others to be on the right path. But there are ways and ways to say something. In the case of Father Abraham, I read his life story and it was given there. He never spoke lies, but he told half-truths. By a half-truth is meant only that part of the truth which does not go to hurt anyone. This is one very important thing. If your heart and tongue and brain agree, then your brain will test what you are going to say. Your intellect is to test whether what you express goes to the benefit of others or to harm others. If it is going to harm others, then don't speak. Then wait. Better set it right then and there. As I told you before, don't work like the unpaid apprentices of the CID of God. It creates much trouble. First, within your own hearts, because you have those things which you don't need in your own way. Those things go to stand in your own way, in the way of your own progress. First thing is, we must be true to our own selves. What we think at heart, we must give out. But before giving it out, think twice. What are you going to say? What will be the result of it? And there you will use your intellect. And the only criterion is not to give out anything that goes to harm others. This is the first thing. And next comes humility. Water stays in a place which is low. It may be raining cats and dogs in torrents, but the water will not stay on a steep place. It means that all good resides in a heart which is lowly, in those who are meek. St. Augustine was asked, "What is the way back to God?" And he said, "First, humility. And second, humility. And third, humility." When you are humble, you learn something, When you know that you know everything, then you are naturally stuck fast in your own self-assumed ignorance, which may be taken as truth, but it may be wrong. You have taken up something, and that is good. If you hear that there is someone else who knows better, go to him and hear him. Whatever you know already. If you only hear from him what you already have in your mind, it will be confirmed. But if he has anything more to say, you can grasp it. You will find that many people do not have more of the truth, because in their own egotism, they consider that they are right. And that may be wrong. Only when he is humble can a man go to somebody. And if you go to somebody, then listen to what he says. What he knows, he knows. Sometimes you simply say, "Oh, we know this already. This is no new thing." But just listen. He might have something new to say. If a glass is put under a tumbler of water, it will be filled. If the glass is kept above the tumbler of water, it won't be filled. Even if you have progressed on the way and you have known the truth, you will still become truly humble. When a tree is laden with fruit, all the branches bow down to the earth. You will find that the saints who have become conscious co-workers of the divine plan are truly humble, because they see that it is he who is doing it, not I. So the second thing required is humility. And the third thing is chastity. Chastity is life, and sexuality is death. Be chaste. Chastity opens the door of meditation. You will have quicker results. Marriage does not mean having unchaste lives if it is lived according to what the scriptures say. The scriptures say that marriage means taking a companion in life who will be with you in the earthly sojourn. You should help each other to know God. This is the ultimate goal of the man body which we have. One duty may be that of begetting children, but it is not all of our duties. Try to adjust your lives according to the scriptures. And what did the Bible say? Love your wives as Christ loved the church. That is taking a companion in the earthly sojourn for some higher purpose. So chastity is the ground on which the building of spirituality can be raised. First of all, those who are chaste have their body and brain and everything built upon it. So if you are married, try to live up to what the scriptures say. So these are the three things. If you observe them, then Tulsi says, if you don't reach God, be rest assured. I am your surety that you will, you must. For this, you will find that we have to attain to Godhood. God and Godhood are not two things. There is God absolute, which cannot be seen at any time, and there is God into action, which can be seen and contacted. The expression of God into action power, which is called word or nam, is light and sound. To come in contact with them is coming in contact with the truth. They are the electric lifts. If you come in contact with them, they will take you to the ultimate goal from which they emanate. Fortunate are those who have been put on the way by having a lift above the iron curtain of the physical body. And we are to develop that from day to day. But to do that, something is very important: purity of life. Purity of life has so many aspects. First, there is the purity of the body. The body is the temple of God, the true temple of God. The outer temples raised by people are made in the image of the man body. They're models of the man body. So the light of God and the voice of God are already within your body. You can hear it. You can see it. Christ said to his disciples, "Blessed are you who see the things that the old prophets and the righteous men could not see, who hear things that the old prophets and the righteous men could not hear." So there are seals. Our eyes and our ears are sealed. With the grace of God in the Master, if those seals are broken, then you have some experience of seeing and hearing. Then we have to take heed of how we should keep this man body, which is the true temple of God. In this man body only, you can have an experience of the same. If we keep the outer temples raised by the hand of man so clean and tidy, why should we not keep the man body, which is the true temple of God, in which God resides, clean? There are two ways to keep it clean, and the first is, cleanliness is next to godliness. Keep your body clean. It is the true temple of God. And also, don't put anything into it which goes to defile it. When we consider what we are to eat, the first thing is that our livelihood has been earned by the sweat of our brow, in which there has been no dishonesty. You have been true to your work, and work is worship. And further, whatever kind of food you take should be a helping factor spiritually. It should be food that does not go to flare up passions within you, and that is digestible. You will find that this is generally fruits, vegetables, grains, milk, and any products thereof. All the masters came and advised this. Even Christ said that. If you read the Essene Gospel of John, you will find it there. Whom you cannot give life to, don't take their life. Fruits, vegetables, milk, and grain I give you for meat. That's the wording. All other masters have said the same thing. So first, our livelihood should be earned by the sweat of our brow. Honest earnings. It does not matter whether someone is seeing you or not. The God in you must see to it. All right, we will leave off at that point. In our tape today, we're going to begin the seventh satsang in the series that Sanchi gave here at Sanbani in 1980. He was commenting on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Dass. And this talk was given the title, Humility, Meekness, and Love.
श्लोक मोहल्ला चौथा जो निंदा करे सतगुरु पूरे की सो औखा जग में होया जो निंदा करे सतगुरु पूरे की सो भाग में होया।
ए दुनिया एक बहुत सारा वड़ा जंगल है जिस दे अंदर बेशुमार जीव आए हुए है और अपने घर नूं भुल के सब परेशान होए फिरदे है।
This world is like a big forest in which many creatures have come, and because all of them have lost their home, that is why they are very much upset and are wandering here and there.
Har ek nu panj daku chimbde hoye hai, kaam hai, krodh hai, lobh hai, moh hai, hankar hai, eh panje daku hai. Vichitra gal eh hai ke har ek aadmi ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਡਾਕੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਥੋਂ ਲੁੱਟੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ।
Everyone is bothered by the five dacoits. Lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism are the five dacoits which are bothering everybody. But the funny thing is that even though everyone knows that all these five dacoits are plundering them day and night and there is no happiness, no peace in enjoying with them, but still people are letting these five dacoits plunder them.
Ena panja dakuan ne har ik di shanti bhang kiti hui hai aur afsos hai ke assi phir vi inna nu apne andar jagah dinne hain. Koi kise daku da shikar hai, koi kise daku da shikar hai.
These five dacoits have taken the peace away from everyone, but still people are allowing these five dacoits to remain within them. And that is why they are always conquered by one of these five dacoits. Someone is conquered by one of the five dacoits and someone is conquered by the another one.
Balki assi inna nu apne mitra samjhde hain, dost samjhde hain. Agar dost samjhde hain tad inna da assi aakha mande hain. Jad assi inna da krodh da aakha mande hain ਤਦ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਲੋਭ ਦਾ ਆਖਾ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ। ਕਾਮ ਦਾ ਆਖਾ ਮੰਨ ਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋਏ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਵੀ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਮ ਐਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਓਬੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਓਬੇ ਦੀ ਐਂਗਰ ਦੈਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਪਸੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਓਬੇ ਗਰੀਡ ਦੈਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਪਸੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਲਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਓਬੇ ਦ ਲਸਟ ਦੈਨ ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ ਅਪਸੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਮੱਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਪੀਸ।
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਦ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋਈ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਾਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਦਿਓ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ।
ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟ੍ਰਬਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਦਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ to tell people that what are the things which are bothering them and where those things reside.
Atma ne hukm odon aapda kho ditta jadon eh shabd tun de nalon alag ho gi aur shabd tun de nalon alag hon karke hi man da eh super raj ho gaya. Jad assi hun ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਅਗਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਕਾਇਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਸੋਲ ਹੈਜ਼ ਲੋਸਟ ਇਟਸ ਪਾਵਰ ਓਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਵਰ ਸਿੰਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਗੋਟ ਸੈਪਰੇਟਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਕਰੰਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਕਰੰਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੋਡੀ। ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ever since our soul lost its connection from the sound current, it became the slave of the mind and mind is ruling over her. But in the human body, if we connect our soul with the sound current, only then our soul can again start ruling over the mind.
Andar jaan vaste panj pavitr naamaan da simran karna hi kargar hai. Baaki jitna bhi assi hor koi upao karde hain, oh is de muqable de utte koi bhi kargar nahi.
For going within the body and doing all these things, the repetition of the five sacred names given by the perfect master are the only means and they are only useful for doing that. No matter how many other outer practices we do for going within, but still they are not good and they will not help us. They will not make us successful in going within.
Paramatma badi bhari daya karke apna tan tar ke is sansar de vich aunda hai. ਔਰ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Showering a lot of grace, God comes in this world, in the human body, and He gives the message, He gives His own message to the jivas.
ਉਹ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਾਰਫਤ, ਉਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਆਓ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਲੈ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
He comes and tells us that God, who has sent you in this world, is calling you back, and you can go back to Him through us. Come on, I will take you back to your home.
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਾਲ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਹਿਕਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਜੋ ਸੰਤ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ।
ਬਟ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਡਿਲਿਊਟਸ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਦੈਮ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਗਿਵ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ। ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਅਲਾਉ ਦੈਮ ਟੂ ਫੋਲੋ ਦੈਮ।
ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਭੇਦ ਦੱਸ ਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਤੇਰਾ ਭੇਦ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹੂੰਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਅਖੀਰ ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਸਦੇ ਧੋਖੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਆ ਸਕਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਆਖਰ ਕਾਲ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਦੇਖ, ਤੇਰੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੂੰ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਣੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਇਹ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਖਾਏ ਪੀਏ ਉਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚੇਗਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹਾ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ, ਮਰਦਾਂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਪੀਣੀ ਸੀ, ਮੀਟ ਖਾਣਾ ਸੀ, ਔਰਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਫਿਰਨਗੀਆਂ, ਮੈਂ ਘਰ ਘਰ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਦਾ ਬੋਲਬਾਲਾ ਕਰ ਦੂੰਗਾ।
ਵੈਨ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਮੈਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਹਿਮ ਦ ਸੀਕਰਟ, ਗਿਵ ਹਿਮ ਹਿਸ ਸੀਕਰਟ, ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਮੇ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਬੋਦਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ, ਐਂਡ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਲ ਲੈਟ ਦੈਮ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦ ਹੋਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਐਨੀ ਬੋਦਰੇਸ਼ਨ। But Kabir Sahib knew that negative power was playing a trick on him. So that is why he was not deceived by, that is why Kabir Sahib was not deceived by negative power. And after that, negative power tried many other means to know the secret of Kabir Sahib. But Kabir Sahib didn't give him the secret. So at the end, when he was not successful in playing all his tricks, negative power said that, well, now I will give you a very hard time because you will teach people not to eat meat, not to drink wine, to be chaste and all these things. And equivalent to your path, I will start another path in which I will teach people to eat meat, to drink wine and not to be chaste. And less people will be attracted towards your teachings because they are very difficult to follow, very difficult to practice. But many more people will come towards the teachings which I will spread. And in that way, now the men are eating the meat and drinking wine. But following them, and looking at them, even the women will start eating meat and drinking wine. And in that way, not many souls will come to you and you will not be able to liberate them.
ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੈਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਊਂਗਾ ਔਰ ਲੋਕ ਉਹ ਸਮਾਜ ਛੱਡਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਬੜਾ ਕਠਿਨ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰਨਗੇ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਮਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਅਹਿਮੀਅਤ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ।
And further negative power said that I will create many communities and religions like things in the world. And people, those who will be caught up in the bounds of the religions and societies and communities will find very difficult to leave them even if they would want it.
Shuru de andar jad Kabir Sahib e sansar mandal de utte aaye odo do hi samajan Hindustan de andar san, Hindu aur Musliman.
In the beginning when Kabir Sahib came in India, at that time only two religions were existing, Muslims and Hindus.
Lekin unna do samajan de vichon ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਸਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਪੈਗਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਸੀ। ਦੋਨੇ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਸਨ।
ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਬੋਥ ਦੋਜ਼ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇਰ ਵਰ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ, ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇਰ ਵਰ ਫਿਊ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵਰ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਮੋਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਰ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਬੋਥ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਵਰ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ।
ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਲੋਧੀ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਸੀਗਾ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦਾ ਅਪਾਓ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਾਜੀ ਔਰ ਮੁੱਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ।
At that time, Lodhi Sikandar was the emperor, and because he was told by the Qazis, the Muslim priest as well as the Hindu priest, that is why he tried his best to kill Kabir Sahib.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਆਪ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਹਿੰਦੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਸਨ ਨਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਸਨ, ਜੋ ਉਹ ਰੋ ਰੀਤੀਆਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ, ਬਾਹਰ ਰਸਮੋ ਰਿਵਾਜ਼ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ, ਉਸ ਦੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਖਿਲਾਫ਼ ਸਨ, ਉਹਦਾ ਜ਼ੋਰਦਾਰ ਸ਼ਬਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੰਡਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਨੀਦਰ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਮੁਸਲਿਮਸ ਨਾਰ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਹਿੰਦੂਸ ਬਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਅਗੇ ਇਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਆਊਟਰ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਚੁਅਲਸ ਵਿਚ ਬੋਥ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੈਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕੰਡੈਮ ਦੈਮ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਾਵਰਫੁਲ ਵਰਡਸ।
ਤੋ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਪੈਰ ਬੰਨ ਕੇ ਗੰਗਾ ਦਰਿਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿੱਟ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਡੁੱਬੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਨ।
ਵੰਸ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਥਰੋਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਿਵਰ ਗੈਂਜਿਸ ਆਫਟਰ ਟਾਈਂਗ ਅਪ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਫੀਟ ਬਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਡਰਾਉਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ।
ਇੱਕ ਦਫਾ ਹਾਥੀ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਗਠੜੀ ਬੰਨ ਕੇ ਸਿੱਟਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਹਾਥੀ ਨੂੰ ਮੱਧ ਪਿਆਈ ਗਈ ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹਾਥੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਬਜਾਏ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰਨ ਦੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਮਸ਼ਕਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਸ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੋ ਮੁਨਸਬੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਹ ਕਾਜ਼ੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਸੀ। ਕਾਜ਼ੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਵਤ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹਾਥੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੋਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਤੂੰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਵਲਦਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਚੋਟ ਕਰੇ।
ਵੰਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਬਾਡੀ ਵਾਸ ਟਾਈਡ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਥਰੋਨ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਵਨ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਟਡ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਵਾਸ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਐਂਕਰੇਜ ਟੂ ਸਟੈਪ ਔਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਟੂ ਕਿਲ ਹਿਮ ਬਟ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਬਾਇੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਕਾਜ਼ੀਸ ਹੈਡ ਦੀ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਦ ਲਾਅ ਵਾਸ ਇਨ ਦੈਰ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਸਟੈਪਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬਸ ਬੋਡੀ ਹੀ ਟੋਲ ਦ ਮਹਾਤ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਯੂ ਐਂਕਰੇਜ ਹਿਮ ਟੂ ਸਟੈਪ ਔਨ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ।
ਤੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਜਦ ਤਿੰਨ ਵਾਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਤੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਪਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਾਜ਼ੀ ਦਾ ਮਨ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹਜੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਿਘਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਬਈ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਤੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਕਠੋਰ ਉਪਾਅ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ।
ਫੋਰ ਥਰੀ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਸਕੇਪਡ ਦੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਥਰੀ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਬਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ ਐਸਕੇਪ ਆਲ ਦ ਥਰੀ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਮਿਰੈਕਲ ਬਟ ਦ ਕਾਜ਼ੀਸ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਹਿਸ ਹਾਰਟ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਸੋਫਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਟਰੁੱਥ ਹੀ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਵਰਸ।
We'll leave off at that point. We'll conclude our satsang with Sanchi's Bhajan Ru Malika To Huidura, page 193. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown, now you have the human body and you must meet the Beloved. Again and again I remembered my meetings with my beloved. My heart suffers when the separation happens. The garment of the soul has to be dyed in the Nam. You came promising that you would meditate on Nam. After coming into this world, you forgot. Don't forget, O soul, that you have to please the beloved. For a long time you have been separated from the All-Owner and you are far away from Him. Now, without the true Satguru, you are wandering from door to door. Get your faults forgiven if you want to please the Beloved. If I meet gracious Beloved Kripal, He will give His support to me, the drowning one. O Ajab, you have to make your soul meet her true separated Beloved. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body, and you must meet the Beloved. Ru Malika To Huidura, page 193.
Ru Malika To Huidura, Enu Samjonani, ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੋਨਾਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੋਨਾਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੁਰ ਮੁਰ ਯਾਦ ਪਿਆ ਮਿਲਾਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਆਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਖਦਾ ਹੋਏ ਜੇ ਪੈਨਾ ਜੁਡਾਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੁਰ ਮੁਰ ਯਾਦ ਪਿਆ ਮਿਲਾਨ ਦਿਆ ਆਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਖ ਦਾ ਹੋਏ ਜੇ ਪੈਨਾ ਜੁਡਾਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਰੂਹ ਦਾ ਚੋਲ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੰਗੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੇਦ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਾਨ ਦਾ ਆਈ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਯਾਦ ਬੁਲਾਈ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੇਦ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਾਨ ਦਾ ਆਈ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਯਾਦ ਬੁਲਾਈ ਨੀ ਕਿਤੇ ਭੁੱਲ ਨਾ ਜਾਵੀ ਰੂਹੇ ਕਾਂਤ ਮਨੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਕੁਲ ਮਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਵਿਚੇੜੀ ਚਿਰ ਦੀ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਚੇ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਬਾਜੋ ਡਰ ਡਰ ਫਿਰ ਦੇ ਤੂੰ ਕੋਲ ਮਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਵਿਚੇੜੀ ਚਿਰ ਦੀ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਚੇ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਜੋ ਡਰ ਡਰ ਫਿਰ ਦੇ ਤੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਲੈ ਬਖਸ਼ ਜੇ ਖਾਤਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਜੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲ ਪਿਆਰਾਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੁਬਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਦੇਵੇ ਆਨ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਨੀ ਜੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੁਬਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਦੇਵੇ ਆਨ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਨੀ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਦਿਰੂਡ ਸੱਚ ਵਿਚੇੜਿਆ ਕਾਂਤ ਮਿਲੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋਨਾ ਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣਾ ਨੀ
If I meet Gracious beloved Kirpal, he will give his support to me, the drowning one. Oh, Ajab, you have to make your soul meet her true separated beloved. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body, and you must meet the beloved. May God bless us all.